Welcome to another episode of Magnificent Vibes Podcast, aka MVP, where we talk about sports, music, media, stuff that you might or might not care about. And in today's episode, I will be going over week 9 of NFL picks. This is a side episode for you guys. We will be back. The whole crew will be back in a couple of weeks. We have a lot of things transpiring. Life is lifing, so we can't get together on the mic and get an episode going. Be on the lookout. We are going to be posting the season 9 finale of Magnificent Vibes Podcast. So stay tuned for that one. The finale is coming up. We got a lot of NBA to talk about. A lot of other stuff too, like Dwight Howard and other stuff that might transpire in the next couple of weeks. We will definitely be on the mic to cover those topics. But in today's episode, I got the picks for y'all. Last week, I did amazing. 12-4, baby. I knocked it out the park. Basically, my best week that I've had in a long time. The best week I've had so far is 11-5. I went 11-5 2 weeks in a row, and now I'm 12-4. So I feel good about that. Appreciate all of the teams that came through and came through for your boy. But there's a couple of teams that fell a little bit short that I got a problem with. But in today's picks, I'm going to do something a little bit differently. We're in that part of the NFL season where we pretty much know where a lot of these teams stand. The garbage teams, we know where they stand. The mid teams are going to be mid, and some might be mid and creep up in the playoff picture. So we're going to be focusing more on the key matchups for the week. Now, if you want to know all the rest of my picks, you can look in the description box and it will be there. I'll have all my picks for you. So I'll be letting you know how I did on the next episode. So I'm not going to focus on the trash games, only the good games. But I will start off with the Thursday night game. The Steelers go on, I guess they are at home actually. They are at home to take on the Texans. And the Texans, actually the Titans, I'm slipping up here. The Titans actually. And the Titans, these are two teams that you really don't know what you're going to get with them. These are two mid teams. They're in that mid-level category where, you know, really don't know what to expect. Both teams don't really have explosive offenses, and you know, both defenses play well enough to keep you in games. Now, I will tell you this, the Titans got me raising my eyebrows a little bit. This Will Levis kid, who got passed up by everybody, all 32 teams in the NFL in the first round, and his wife, well, not his wife, but his girlfriend went viral and everything because she was sitting with him, and the next thing you know, he didn't make the first pick, and then she was gone. He was just sitting there by himself. Well, he was the last one laughing because he had 4 touchdowns in his debut last week. Now, we're going to see how he does this week. He's going up against a much tougher defense in the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he's going to be on the road. He had the home fans cheering him on in his debut last week. But we're going to see how he does. I don't think he's going to put up 2 good games in a row. I think the Steelers are going to put him in check. Mike Tomlin's going to have his team ready for him. And I think the Steelers walk away with a victory. They're a 3-point favorite. And I think they go on and win that game. Now, we're going to the Sunday games. The Dolphins and the Chiefs. The Dolphins and the Chiefs. Oh, my goodness. This is going to be a thriller. Chiefs coming off of an embarrassing performance that they had against the Broncos last week. No Taylor Swift sighting. Okay, so maybe that wasn't a factor. Didn't even see a Sierra celebration in last week's game. So I'm a little bit, you know, disheartened by that. I would have liked to have seen more Sierra celebrations whenever the Broncos score a touchdown. But hey, to each his own. The Chiefs go to Frankfurt, Germany to play the Dolphins. It's going to be an early game. So guys, if you have any of these players on your fantasy team, be ready to put them in that lineup because this one is going to be a shootout. I guarantee it. It's going to be a shootout. Tyreek Hill is on a madman race to break into wide receiver record. Everybody was talking about it could have been Justin Jefferson. Well, now it's looking like Tyreek Hill is going to be that guy. And the Chiefs looking to bounce back. after a putrid performance by Patrick Mahomes, probably his worst performance of his career against the Broncos last week. I don't think he does that 2 weeks in a row. I think he bounces back. I got the Chiefs winning this one, although I would not be surprised if the Dolphins pull off the win. I actually have them covering. It's a one. The Chiefs are a 1.5 point favorite. I don't know if the Dolphins are covered. They might. I don't know. It depends. They're saying 1 point victory. I don't know. I'll say 3, but I'm choosing the Chiefs on this one. Big game. Big game. My eyes is going to be on this game. I wish it was more of a primetime game than an early morning game. Up next, we have another big game coming up. We have the Eagles at home against the Cowboys. This is going to be another big one. The Eagles look like they're getting their mojo back, especially now that they discovered that AJ Brown is that dude. And now that they've discovered that, I think the Eagles are going to clown against the Cowboys. The Cowboys had a good warm-up game, and you know they embarrassed the Rams at home. But I just don't think the Cowboys got to, this is a prove it to me game, because they've been getting blown out by teams that are, you know, they're supposed to be equal to, right? The 49ers blew them out, right? And so now they're going up against the Eagles. And it's if you got to win a Super Bowl, you got to beat the Eagles, right? You got to go through the Eagles to get to the Super Bowl. So I think the Cowboys will play better than they did against the 49ers. But I think that the Eagles will pull off the win in a close game. They are a 3-point favorite. Another big game out of the 12 o'clock games is the Broncos. Not the Broncos, the Seahawks on the road against the Ravens. This is another good team. These are two offenses that can explode at any moment. These are two defenses that are very stout. I think this is going to be a very low scoring game. The Ravens are a 6-point favorite. I'm going to get to, I would take the points here. And 6 is a lot for me, but I'm going to take the points on this one. I do think the Ravens will win this game. The Seahawks are a tough game. This is a trap game for the Ravens. But if the Ravens put on a performance like they had against the Lions, I think they come out on top. Up next, we have the Sunday night game. This is going to be a big one. The Bills on the road against the Bengals. The Bengals coming off an impressive victory over the 49ers, who have been tailing downward. And all the questions was about whether or not the Bengals got their mojo this year. They always get off the slow starts, but they pick it up. But this year, a lot of people doubted them, including myself. I thought the Bengals were left for dead, but it looks like Joe Burrow is back 100% healthy, and he looked like he is ready to take some heads. And man, him and Chase look like they got their chemistry back. You know, Chase had a huge game last week, had a huge backwards flip or frontwards flip, whatever. The Bills, however, one of those teams that always leave me scratching my head. Now, I like that they picked up Leonard Fournette before the trade deadline, but man, come on, Bills. I know they are depleted on defense. They've lost a couple of key players on defense, but man, Bills got to get their act together. If they want to continue to sell to the fans that they are that team, well, they need to do it. And I think the Bills go on the road and lose this game against the Bengals. The Bengals are a 1-point favorite. I think the Bengals go off and win this game. And that is all I have. The rest of the picks I will have for you in the description box below. And those are my picks down below, and I'm sticking to them. Broncos, Lions, Jaguars, 49ers. I will predict your fate next week. But until then, I will see you guys on the next one. Look forward to watching these games. It's going to be a big NFL Week 9. I will talk to you guys later. Peace.